Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Everyman Show. My name is Alan Eric Dabowski. I know that there are several hundred of you who were waiting, and I'm very sorry that I am tardy this evening. At least I am not retardy this evening. I haven't seen much of Harry Reid lately. He doesn't seem to want to show his face after his disgraceful loss in November. But does that matter? I mean, are we seeing anything really improve? I don't think so. In fact, I listened to a very interesting person today, Dan Koloff, who was discussing the situation, the economic situation. He's an economic advisor and a talk show host. He's an economist. I'm a little tired this evening. And he was talking to Alex Jones today about how things are and how things are going to be, and we're in trouble. We have a $20 trillion economy after printing and the QE, and, well, $18 trillion of it has been called for. You see, ladies and gentlemen, what is happening right before your eyes. America has become Nazi Germany. America is fighting for its life across the globe as Russia and China are holding hands. They're signing pacts and agreements, and they're getting ready to build up their GDP, and they are going to start trading. Yes, they are. Barack Obama has been putting together with other global leaders and, of course, the fascist corporations of the globe, the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I don't know. I think the United States, as a dominant world leader, as we have been for many centuries, in production and trade and economic development, it's over for us, ladies and gentlemen. The United States is basically, within 10 years, the 250-year existence of our country, 2025, we will be basically a third-world country. We will be where China was 20 years ago. We will be where Russia was 15 years ago. It's gone. We've had it. Been developing Africa. We have literally burned our way through the trust of the globe. The Middle East is looking extremely, extremely lost. All those soldiers blown to bits, lost limbs, lost souls, lost personalities, never to return for what? For George Bush and Dick Cheney to run their heroin and their cocaine around the globe, to run drugs into this country and build up the UN and build up UNESCO and build up NATO. You think I'm kidding? You don't know who Brown and Boot is? Huh? You know who the Vanel Group is? Blackwater? Grumman? Huh? You don't know who all these military armament companies are? Well, they're built on heroin money, cocaine money. We never had it. Our economy doesn't function that way. We're not a warmongering country. And along comes George Bush Sr. It would have happened a lot sooner had they killed Reagan. Let's put it that way. Because the CIA, ladies and gentlemen, has been running black ops around this planet for the last 60 years. And they have besmirched this country in ways you have no idea what the Nazis have done. So as you're Twittering and tweeting and Facebooking and wondering what the hell's going on, if you're wondering why hundreds of corporations and manufacturing left the United States, it is because we are no longer, in my opinion, the United States of America. We are the United Socialist States of America. We are in big trouble. Austerity is on the board. We're looking at a total collapse of the dollar. We're looking at an even less GDP growth for the next couple of years. I did listen to a couple of people there. Can't remember the gentleman's name, but he's a very important analyst. The numbers the government are putting out, the numbers NBC, ABC, and the Brian Williams of the world, they're lying. Unemployment is actually somewhere around 20 to 23%. All of those high-tech, very well-paying jobs that service the high-tech, well-paying world have gone elsewhere. It's been Putin's dream for the last 30 years to be a to be the guy that restores Russia to its previous state of 100 years ago, and he's going to do it. You see, China doesn't have the water. China doesn't have the oil. China has gold. China has purchased gold, and they have manpower. The up-and-coming global power, functioning power, is going to be India. India, ladies and gentlemen, the way it was 1,000 years ago. India. That's why England went over there and started wars. That's why they had the wars in North Africa against the Zulu. You see, when their economic systems are collapsing, they go take what they want. They don't negotiate politically. They don't do it in a fair manner. They go blow people to bits. I served in the United States Navy for 6 years, and you know, at 57 years old, I still don't have my honorable discharge. It was a miserable, absolute Soviet-style existence being in the military. And I will tell you something, there were nothing but drugs constantly that were in the realm. Cocaine and marijuana were constant. Heroin, I never saw it. I did in boot camp. But cocaine and marijuana were rampant everywhere, all the time. Alcoholism was a constant. That's all the guys did. They went to work, they came, got off work, took a shower, and went and drank. Chasing skirts. I don't regret a minute of it, but I had a good time. I remember I traded my car for $70 and 10 hits of LSD. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I've done LSD. I've done cocaine. I've smoked marijuana. I've drank probably an ocean full of Coors Light beer. Last 10 years, though, have been eye-opening. And, of course, I quit doing those things 10 years ago. Have not taken a trip on the other side since 1981. There are other things in the news. There are, you know, you wonder why your electric bills are so high. Well, let me tell you something, folks. The power companies are in trouble. Hydroelectricity is definitely on schedule to come online here in America. Also, coal fission, coal fusion, whatever you want to call it, that has been developed. That is going to happen. This is where a lot of the money is being put. A lot of the investors in Wall Street and around the globe are moving towards these clean energy, renewable energy systems. And I can tell you that it's going to happen. You know, I go into shock. I live in a very small old farmhouse with one plug in each room, basically. And I live in one-third of the house I used to live in. My electric bill last month was $394. I had a 3,700 square foot house in College Park, Maryland, 6 bedrooms, 3 living rooms, very large home. I rarely ever saw a $200 electric bill 10 years ago. I started seeing them about 8 years ago. And at last, they were in the $300 a month range when I gave the house up 4 years ago. Now, everybody here, people live in trailers and they're seeing $350 electric bills on top of a $200 gas bill, vice versa. So you have to wonder what's going on. While Wall Street walks around with their nose up each other's ass, they were floating around 18,000. They've been over 17,000 for a long time. And you're not really seeing anything but a lie, a bubble. It's going to burst, folks. The glut of housing right now on the market is still flowing, overflowing. Foreclosures are still rampant. The bankers are still stealing people's homes after they lied about appraisals for 5 years. My home in general that I paid $194 was $520 in just 30 months. So this is happening. The false paradigm of wealth is a creation of appraisal fraud, dollar manipulation, big banks that just can't seem to get enough. They don't like seeing prosperity, freedom. They don't like seeing people walking down the street with two or three kids with balloons and ice cream. They want a one-child policy globally now. You see, the 10-person family of the South was an average. While in the North, people are not having children anymore. Black people have been having large families since the beginning, and they don't buy this garbage. They find huge joy in a table full of kids eating rice and beans and chicken, drinking lemon water. They don't drink the sodas, and they're not sitting around sipping cognac. Oh, yeah, maybe mom and dad will have a bottle in the basement every now and then. And that was 25 years ago. Now, strife, anger, rap music. You see Al Sharpton out there and Jesse Jackson. You see the most vile, nasty, just ridiculous, evil people all over YouTube, all over the web, trying to get their 15 minutes of fame. You watch these Grammys, and there's that stupid, idiotic Kanye West, no talent, worthless piece of garbage, jumping up on stage trying to take the Album of the Year award away from Beck to give to Beyonce. Do you understand that Jay-Z made his millions on gangster rap, murder, drugs, heroin, cocaine, street thuggery, the very thing that will destroy the black person in this country? And Jay-Z walks around like he's some kind of enlightened, smart guy. What a vile and sick, decrepit existence that must be. And Beyonce falls right into it. She can't do a video where she's not naked, basically. I don't think that's who she is. I don't think that's who she wants to be. She's gorgeous in a nice, you know, outfit or flowing gown. Destiny's Child, in my opinion, they were a fantastic group of young ladies. Lady Gaga had to make a fool out of herself for 10 years before she finally figured out, and I mean a mind-blowing talent. You see, you don't have to be a vicious animal to be known. If you're a true artist, a true developer of an artistic genre, you can make it. You're only going to have so much time where you're going to be important or trendy or somebody that people look up to. And then the next group comes along. But like Celine Dion, like so many before, Diane Ross, and especially Barbara Streisand, these were true, absolute, undeniable talents. Where is Diana Ross these days in this world of filth? You never see Barbara Streisand come out. Look, I'm going to say it. People of New York, they know what George Bush was and what he did. They know the vile human being Dick Cheney was and what he did to New York. But you better understand that there was always a Silverstein there. There was always a Prince Bandar and a Tony Blair. So it wasn't just the Bush and the Cheneys. Every heroin addict out there who is on heroin or died better understand you don't get to do those drugs and make it out alive. And the people that brought you those drugs laugh in your face as they sip their cognac in their mahogany rooms. See, they don't do the drugs. They sip the cognac. You do the drugs, and you die. You know, even Rush Limbaugh, there he is. He's sucking down, you know, whiskey or whatever he's doing. He's taking OxyContin. I'll never forget the picture of him where he was passed out at the bar, you know. And then they caught him with, I don't know what it was, 700 OxyContin pills. OxyContin is synthetic heroin, ladies and gentlemen. You see, that's what there is out here. There is shelter, food, water, drugs. There is health. There is sickness. But when it's deliberate, when it's absolutely pushed on a society for profit, when it is absolutely undeniable, run by an oligarch, by a gaggle of financial wizards who run under the radar in the Department of Justice, they're untouchable. They're bought off, they're paid off, they have hitmen, they have mercenaries, they have black ops, they have people that protect them, both wearing a suit in high positions and high places. Old Garth Brooks, he's got friends in low places. Well, they have friends in high places, folks. The truth is out there. I mean, look, you want to know about 9/11? Go look at the Judy Wood videos. Go look at the Susan Lindauer videos, and go look at 911truth.org. It's all there. You want to know about vaccines and who Bill Gates is and what he's doing? That man is a doped-up freak. He's got Parkinson's. He can't function unless he's on I don't know how many drugs. So he does his Joe Cocker routine trying to convince people that he's doing the right thing around the globe by injecting people. This is all eugenics. These people have been injected time and time again with sterilization drugs, all kinds of mind-bending, brain-altering drugs that they would never have otherwise ever come in contact without Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. This is about shutting down Africa. This is about wrecking humanity at its core. It's not fair. It's not right. And you know what's amazing? Yahweh is wide awake. He's angry. I don't know if the Nephilim is real, if we are a product of a faraway place with some very powerful people or very powerful beings, but that's possible too. But we've crossed the line. We crossed the line in 1951 when the first nuclear explosion happened. We crossed the line in 1941 when we did Hiroshima. A war is a war. A fight is a fight. A fair fight is what's right. And may the winners reap the spoils of war. I agree with that. But when does it end? When does it stop? Will the globalists literally shut down humanity and destroy the planet in order to create their Nazi mind comp? Well, it's possible. Certainly possible, because I know Netanyahu is not going to put up with much more. You think that the Bush family is not in control and running things, or Dick Cheney is retired and moved on, you're wrong. You think Brzezinski and Kissinger are not on the forefront of everything you're seeing here, using Wall Street, using their old games to do what they do? You're wrong. They're very much in power, even when they're dead. They will have a minion take their place through the Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove, Black Nobility, Committee of 300, Realm, the Illuminati, you name it. Far, far, far from ever going to end. Try to find some happiness. Do the best you can. You're not going to be a star forever, and nobody's going to be rich in their world. Believe me. So that's what Barack Obama is, ladies and gentlemen. He's a product of these people. Elected my ass. There are no real elections. There are product placement run by the oligarch. Until tomorrow night, this has been the Everyman Show. Bye-bye.